KTAR. In depth.
Yeah, so can anything get in the way of this recovery and Arizona's strong economy? And really, you know, as the nation's health goes, so does Arizona's economic health, right? We're not an island unto ourselves here. What can get in the way of the nation's recovery, which could affect Arizona? Well, according to the Office of Economic Opportunity in Arizona, the Grand Canyon State's job situation's pretty grand. Arizona recovering 100% of our private sector jobs lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. That sounds kind of crazy, but I guess I'm not doubting them. When you include government jobs, they say Arizona is 97% recovered, but that's all sparkling compared to the nation overall, which is just 79% recovered. Here's Valley economist, more of Jim Rounds, saying it's a pretty remarkable comeback.
The next step in kind of our economic evolution is to work on having even more high-wage jobs, investment in higher ed, all those things that matter in helping to build the economy.
You know, we saw our largest rate drop in Arizona's unemployment rate last month. The Arizona unemployment rate dropped from 6.6% in July to 6.2% in August, and Arizona's job recovery has been aided by a strong bounce back in trade, transportation, and utility industries. Since April 2020, 163% of job losses, that's about 75,000 jobs from those industries, have been recovered, according to the report. So they're obviously making up some of the other sectors that aren't seeing the bounce back that they've hoped to see.
I'd like to have that trade word explain to me, because with all of the shipping shortages, you know, of drivers, transport workers, and the delays in shipping, how are we conducting our trade right now?
Well, and I think some of that's being made up. You know, a lot of the problems in the supply chain have been, you know, global shipping,
like right,
on cargo ships and stuff. So, you know, the fact that we are as close to the border as we are. And
but where do you get the drivers for the trucks, right?
Well, I know, but apparently there's a lot more drivers, a lot more people willing to drive a truck, I guess, in some ways than wait on tables.
Right. I'd love to have some, because I'm not no economist. I just wanted to have somebody explain that.
But what could get in the way of this? I was a little concerned yesterday after I saw the weekly jobless claims spiking by 20,000 from the previous week. Here's another Valley economist, Elliot Pollack, who told us here at KTAR that doesn't really concern him.
Keep in mind there are 11 million unfilled jobs in America at the moment and only 8 million people unemployed. So chances are this is just a glitch, and it is not the sign of a trend, and I would not be worried about it at all at this point in time.
Yeah, and with those added federal unemployment benefits going away, I don't know as though there's going to be a lot of incentive for people to stay home. And, you know, with moratoriums on evictions going away, all these other things, I think a lot of people are like, yeah, I guess I have to go back to work at this point.